Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
Singer Bing Crosby passed away on this date in 1977. The American singer, actor, and songwriter who achieved great popularity in radio, recordings, and motion pictures was born on May 3, 1903 in Tacoma, Washington. He became the archetypal crooner of a period when the advent of radio broadcasting and talking pictures and the refinement of sound recording techniques made the climate ideal for the rise of such a figure. His casual stage manner and mellow, relaxed singing style influenced two generations of pop singers and made him the most successful entertainer of his day. Crosby began to sing and play the drums while studying law. After a period spent singing with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1927, he appeared in the early sound film King of Jazz in 1931. Crosby became a star after getting his own program on the CBS radio station in New York City a year later. He began appearing in more films, and by the late 1930s, his recordings were selling millions of copies. His recording of White Christmas became one of the most popular songs of the century, exceeded in record sales only by his Silent Night. In the 1940s, he was the star of a popular radio variety show. Crosby won an Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Father O'Malley in the 1944 film Going My Way. Crosby's career took a new turn to comedy in the series of seven road films, in which he appeared with Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour, beginning with Road to Singapore in 1940. His other films include The Bells of St. Mary's, White Christmas, and The Country Girl. His autobiography, Call Me Lucky, appeared in 1953. Crosby ran a successful television production company in the 1960s. An astute businessman, he amassed one of the largest fortunes in Hollywood from his earnings as an entertainer and from shrewd investments. By the mid-1970s, 400 million copies of his records had been sold.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
The first town council meeting in Sheridan was held in the courthouse on this date in 1887. A brick courthouse built in 1909 at a cost of $55,340 was condemned as unsafe during the 1960s and was replaced in 1964. The courthouse is positioned in the center of Sheridan and serves as a symbol of Grant County. Sheridan, which lies approximately 34 miles south of Little Rock, was named after Union General Philip Sheridan when the town was incorporated 22 years after the Civil War. In the 21st century, Sheridan is a growing community with expanding industries and has one of the state's largest school districts. The first live telecast from a manned U.S. spacecraft was transmitted from Apollo 7 on this date in 1968. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.